You're listening to Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. Our theme this week is Silver Linings. And I'm sitting in the Burien branch of the King County Public Library System with our friend Amber Slavin, who's the supervising librarian here and Sound Effect's resident librarian. Hey, Slavin.
Hey, Gabe. How are you?
I am not bad at all. So here we are talking about three books by authors with local ties that have to do with silver linings. Often the books that we've talked about have had certain recurring themes, kind of dark, little sad here and there. So what was it like to seek out the silver linings in a handful of stories for us?
Well, I feel like that's just a thing I do anyway. These books probably still are kind of dark.
So let's get right into it. What's the first book you got?
It's Wondering Who You Are, which is a memoir by Sonia Lee. She is local. Part of the book takes place in the Pacific Northwest and Seattle specifically, and she teaches at the Hugo House.
So what's the spine of this story, this memoir?
It's about Sonia and her husband Richard, their marriage, which at the time of this book, they'd been married for 23 years, mostly happily, although there was a lot of just trying to figure each other out and drinking problems and anger problems and that sort of thing. But they love each other a lot. And in the 23rd year of their marriage, Richard is diagnosed with a rare cancer, and they sort of explore a treatment that's pretty radical and scary.
It is scary. Can you describe it?
Yes. They, for the surgery, literally open Richard up, take out his guts, dump in hot chemotherapy liquid, and then put him back together. So it's incredibly intense. He requires a blood transfusion after the surgery, which he doesn't get as fast as he should. And it turns out that that creates a brain injury that causes Richard to forget mostly everything that happened in his life before the surgery.
Wow. Including like his relationship with his family, his wife and his young son?
Yes. They have a daughter as well. But he wakes up and pretty much doesn't remember anything, but immediately knows that he loves the woman that is there taking care of him, Sonia. So that's kind of a sweet part of the book, too. Part of the result of the brain injury, too, is that his personality changes quite a bit. And this angry, well, he wasn't angry, but he expressed some anger in their marriage early on. But this passionate, fiery, adventurous man is very sweet and gentle and quiet and not super expressive.
Wow. So there's a silver lining in the sense that he comes out on the other end of this treatment and that he survives the cancer. But then the whole journey that ensues sounds pretty harrowing. I mean, trying to put your family back together with this kind of stranger almost and rediscovering some things that aren't so happy. I mean, are there silver linings on that part of the journey too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the author is pretty resentful throughout a lot of the book because she suddenly has lost this man that she's crazy about, she was crazy about, and still, you know, is grieving the loss of him while he's living and still there. But it also kind of forces her to go on a journey to figure out who she is, not defined by her relationship with her husband.
Well, the book is called Wondering Who You Are, a memoir by Sonia Lee. And now on from a memoir to a book of poetry. What's the next book you got?
It's The Three Einsteins by Sarah Galvin. Sarah Galvin is a local poet and writer. They write for The Stranger and I think maybe some other publications and have another book coming out sometime soon.
What's the feel of these poems?
These poems, to me, are very optimistic. They're really excitable. They're pervy. And they're also, I just feel like the tone is sort of a stoner vibe. And I mean that with all due respect. It's just sort of a wondering, like, what if this, and if I were to do this sort of thing that kind of feels like a hazy dream if you just read them all the way through.
So fanciful, but in a kind of anesthetized way.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Exactly.
Is there one of these poems that stands out to you as being emblematic of the silver linings idea?
In Jump on the Stage with a Blast from the Orchestra, Galvin literally says that they know better than to use words like silver and lining. But I disagree. I feel like there's a lot of kind of looking for beauty and optimism and exuberance in these poems. Yeah. It particularly resonated with me because I feel like I am a pretty optimistic person and do a nice job of seeing the good in things and kind of trying to figure out where people are coming from or why a certain thing is happening in a particular way. But my affect is pretty just chill. So I just appreciated sort of hearing an author speak in that voice.
So with that, why don't we go on to our number three? What's the last book that you've got? One by an author that most people will probably know.
Yeah, this is The Absolutely True Diaries of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie, which is one of my absolute favorite books of all time. It makes me cry every time I read it. It was his first young adult novel, sort of in relation to it being banned books week. It's kind of funny because this book has been challenged dozens, if not hundreds of times, and is always on the banned books list.
Why does it get banned here and there?
If I remember correctly, I think people challenge it for being anti-Christian, which I imagine is because the main character, Junior, questions everything, including God. And then there's a decent amount of masturbation in it. He's a teenage boy. So I think that's a huge thing that people challenge too.
So what happens to him? What is the story about?
Junior is a sort of nerdy, bookworm, funny-looking, really smart kid living on a reservation. It's his coming-of-age story where he's starting to understand sort of the oppressive structure of the reservation, and he knows that if he wants to get the sort of education that he really is compelled to have and desires, he'll likely have to leave the reservation, which is painful because it's hurtful to his family and friends. They want him to have those opportunities, but it also there's resentment for him leaving.
What about his story do you identify with?
I'm from a very small town in southern Ohio, and I definitely identify with Junior's desire to want to go and get a better education, go be around more opportunity, and how that sort of also opens up his eyes to oppression and how people from certain areas are treated, or, you know, how it's so unbelievably unfair that the opportunities available to people geographically or because of race or class or whatever are so different from other opportunities.
Well, that book is The Absolutely True Diaries of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie. Amber Slavin is our resident librarian and supervising librarian here at the Burien branch of the King County Public Library System. Thank you for being on our show again, Slavin.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for coming to my favorite library of all time.
And happy Banned Books Week.
Yeah, happy Banned Books Week.
How are you going to celebrate this year?
Oh, well, I already celebrated. The Seattle Public Library had a big event at the Neighbors Nightclub on Saturday. They have this huge event called Banned Books in Drag. And I'm a DJ also, so I got to, my name is DJ Dewey Decimal. So naturally, they asked me to sort of DJ the event while people are sort of filing in before the drag show. And I also get to play all the tracks for the drag queens as they come out and perform their interpretations of various banned books.
Can you give us, as a professional banned book drag show DJ, a recommendation for what song to use to take us out of this segment?
My favorite performance from the night was, believe it or not, Where's Waldo has been challenged. And one of the performers, she came out dressed like Waldo and had kind of a crew of people, but she performed to Rihanna's Where Have You Been? So it was like this big club track with a drag queen dressed as Where's Waldo. It was really well done and hilarious.